Really enjoyed that last segment with Ryan Bench, and really looking forward to our next interview with Vince Longboat. This segment of the Niagara Sports Report is brought to you by Reggie's Automotive. Spoke with a listener earlier this week who brought his car into Reggie's for the first time. He said to me, "You were right. Nice guys, Rod, and honest." Remember these three words and think about that the next time you need work done on your vehicle or an oil change, etc. Service with integrity. That's what Reggie's Automotive is all about. 303 Welland Avenue, St. Catharines, or reggiesautomotive.ca. September 30th, Orange Shirt Day. Every child matters, a day to reflect and remember, and as I say, never forget. Our next guest is a proud member of the Six Nations community, the Creators Game Lacrosse. He's also the head coach of the Brock Badgers men's lacrosse team. Vince Longboat, welcome to the Niagara Sports Report.
Thanks, Rod. Thanks for having me.
Vince, take us back, first of all. How and when was the sport of lacrosse first introduced to you?
All my older brothers played. I was probably, I'm going to say 3 years old when I first started playing. So I've been in the game for 42 years, I guess. So.
When people say creator's game, how was it introduced to you in that term? Because a lot of people don't realize the spiritual side of lacrosse, do they?
Generally not. Just they're used to the current box or field game. So seriously, I think my first experience was probably about 8 or 9. A man was sick, and we were asked to go play for him, play a medicine game for him. Mm-hmm. And so what it is what that game was, you use a wooden stick, just in general terms, I guess you use a wooden stick, you go to the man's house, and they burn tobacco for him, and they put through the ceremony for the lacrosse game. And then we went and played. So it was old men, which would be considered an old man, would be, you'd have to have a kid, a child, and then the young men. So the young men were, I'm going to say the oldest young man was probably 19. And all the young men don't have any children. So, and that's the way it went. The game was 2-7, and the old men play the game the way it's supposed to be played, and they roughed us up pretty good. So, but yeah, that was my first introduction into the medicine game side of it for to heal someone. So,
very, very interesting. I've had the pleasure of announcing lacrosse on Six Nations for many years, and I'll tell you there's a special feeling around, as you said, the creator's game and the medicine game. Off the field of play, outside of the arena, when we're talking box lacrosse, did any of your ancestors attend residential schools?
Two of my uncles on my dad's side did. Their mom had kind of just taken them there, like my grandmother, my dad's mom. Took them there, and it was the Thomas Indian School in North Collins, New York, I believe it is where it is. And yeah, but right now, there isn't a Native person that hasn't been affected by the residential schools. Like if you have Native blood in you right now, your blood has not been affected by that.
When September 30th rolls around, and this is the second annual federal holiday, what first comes to your mind?
I just want to, like, I think what comes to my mind is the truth and reconciliation is there, yes, but I mean, the reconciliation is going to take a lot of time. And it's just a reminder for the non-Indigenous communities to realize that it did happen. And there's still some people that don't think it was all that bad. But growing up, we knew it was bad. You look at like one of the national figures, Tom Longboat, said he wouldn't feed his dog the food they were feeding him there while he was there. So, and a lot of people don't realize that, right? So, and what I reflect on is just all the children that didn't get to come home, or some of the people that I know that were deeply affected by it. So, but yeah, it's just, you listen to their stories and yeah, you educate yourself on what it was all about and what I don't want to say the church, but like what the church and what the federal government was trying to do at the time.
On that note, do you think the Canadian government is doing enough right now with Truth and Reconciliation?
And I don't want to make you show political or anything, Ross.
No. This is a very important topic. And yeah. I don't know if you can tell, but the power of radio, I'm emotional about this. And I know, yeah, obviously it means a lot to you. Do you think our government is doing enough?
Honestly, I don't think so. They put forward the Truth and Reconciliation, but they haven't followed through on anything on it, really. Like, even just like look how long it took them to give an apology for it. And then it's more of a, and some of the residential schools survivors have accepted that and they've moved on and whatnot, but a lot of them haven't, and they're still angry about it. And then you look to like the Pope not want to really acknowledge it until this year. And yeah, it's just, I don't think the federal government is pushing enough for it.
Mm-hmm.
And they just want to kind of, much the same as everything else with Native communities, is sweep things under the rug.
To me, it's hard to believe that residential schools were still around in the mid-1990s. It's not that long ago for people that don't realize that. Brock Badgers, men's lacrosse head coach and proud member of Six Nations, Vince Longboat on the Niagara Sports Report. Lacrosse, the creator's game, can bring people closer. Race, religion, creed, doesn't matter. Would you agree with that, Vince?
Most definitely. I this past summer, I got the opportunity to go coach at on the world stage. And there was, before opening ceremonies, there was a lull, and like there was a lot of time and all the teams there. I think there was 26 teams there. And just to see the party atmosphere before the opening ceremonies was awesome. Like the Native guys were in there, the African guys were in there, Japanese, like all the countries were just gathered around and basically having a big party before we got to go to the opening ceremony. So it was great to see, and that's just lacrosse bringing everybody together, right? Like.
Mm-hmm.
And like when you look at even at Brock, like we have some kids from Alberta, we have some a kid from Japan that's running with the team right now, myself and a couple guys on the coaching staff are Native. It just brings us all together, and we're becoming one mind and one team right now. So. But yeah, it lacrosse tends to do that. And growing up, I played on a lot of teams, club teams, and most of the time it was all Natives. We had an occasional non-Native player with us. Then I got into playing field lacrosse, and that in itself is a whole different world. Like back then it was more of a prep school game down in the States, and it was just, if your family didn't make this much money, or if you weren't that good, you didn't get to play, like down in the States. So I was fortunate enough to be good enough, I guess, and got called down multiple times to go play. So, but yeah, it just brings people together, and it's a great game to watch. It's a great game to coach. It's an even better game to play. Unfortunately, that's gone down the wayside for me now. But
hey, listen, you're coaching. Let's get to the Badgers, and well said, everything there. Off to a 3-1 start at Toronto tonight. Your thoughts 4 games into the season on the Brock Badgers?
I would say we're building towards the end. Like we've got 15 new guys this year. And that's freshmen and second year guys. Like it's difficult at times, but at the same time, you can see that it's rewarding when you see the guys realize that they're doing the right things at the right times. And you get that kind of proud dad feeling, I guess, when that happens. So, Guelph's got a great team. Seen most of the teams now, haven't seen Western, but they always got a good team too. So, but yeah, it's like Toronto's got a good team. Like the league has got some good parity right now, and we're just hoping to separate ourselves a bit from them, and then stay with Guelph as long as we can, and hopefully get the opportunity to knock them off and take back first place. Like it's but we're building. Guys are learning every day, and yeah, we had a good week of practice this week, so I think we're very well prepared for Toronto. I don't think it's gonna be a one goal game, to be honest, and I think we're probably gonna get kind of separate ourselves from them too tonight. So we'll see what happens. I fully expect to come out with a win, but stranger things have happened in sport too, right? So
exactly. You, of course, for those that don't know, are coming off a national championship. You were named Brock Badgers Coach of the Year last season. What is the key in your mind to bring Brock back to another championship here in 2022?
I think our key is going to be the veteran guys. Just showing the new young guys that what it takes to be the champion. A lot of these guys were in the championship game before, but just didn't have that extra step to make it happen. And then last year we came together, and with the big graduating class we had, I think we lost 12 or 13 guys. Like that's and not small role guys either. Like our two top goalies are gone. We replaced him with two more guys, and Connor O'Toole's playing well for us right now. Sam LeClaire's playing well. Aiden Buis has stepped up and taken on a large role for the team. But yeah, our defense is pretty solid, and defense wins championships, right? So if we can keep teams under 6 or 7 goals, or even 8 goals, we have the offense to carry us right through, I think.
We should mention as well, Sam LeClaire and Aiden Buis, both local Niagara products. Vince, good luck tonight, the rest of the season. Thanks for sharing your story on the Niagara Sports Report today. And if you could, would you be bringing up Orange Shirt Day to the players tonight, later tonight?
We brought it up at practice yesterday, so I think it's and there's a lot of things we brought up that why they play the game, and I think our guys are going to carry that through to tonight.
Listen, remember, and never forget. He is the Brock Badgers men's lacrosse head coach, Vince Longboat. Vince, once again, thanks for joining the Niagara Sports Report.
Yep. Thanks, Rod.
I proudly wore my orange shirt, and I know Carl and Sean will carry on the conversation surrounding truth and reconciliation next right here on One Dish, One Mic. Local matters, and will continue to bring you the athletes, coaches, and builders that do Niagara proud on a local, provincial, national, and international level. Thanks again to Vince Longboat, Ryan Bench, Scott Barnes, and Rob LaLama. Thanks to my sponsors, Runner's Edge, Advanced Office Solutions, Pizza Jerry's, and Reggie's Automotive. Thanks to my producer, Jack McKinnon. But most of all, as always, thanks to you, the listeners. Until next week, I'm Rod Mahood, and this is the Niagara Sports Report.